Senate Bill 76, which we did not hear on Friday. And I believe if it's all right with Senator Hutmacher, we could start there. Okay. I don't have the title with me. There it is. It's an act to provide for legislative redistricting by a bipartisan non-legislative commission. Senator Hutmacher.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Would it be all right if I just present it from here?
Yes.
This bill we've seen before. It is a plan that's patented after Montana. It was developed and used in Montana as far as our redistricting plan. We had this bill last year, and of course we went through the redistricting process, and I think it's such a good idea that we do something like this. I thought maybe this was a good year to try this again, because it's 10 years until we have to do redistricting. What it really does is lets the majority and minority leader of the Senate and House each pick a member of a commission. Those four then in turn pick three more members. And if they can't come to a consensus of who the other three are going to be appointed with, Chief Justice of the Supreme Court can then step in and pick the other three. If there's a vacancy in that commission that's appointed for redistricting, there can be the commission itself can appoint if it's one of their authorities, or the appointing authority of the original appointment of that person can pick that one. It also says that no member of the commission can run for a legislative seat within 2 years of redistricting. Let's the Legislative Research Council be the staff, in other words, the information to it, just as we went through the process this summer. They would be their information source to let them provide those things. They then have to provide a plan to the legislature, and they have to hold meetings, one at the state capitol, one at Sioux Falls, one in Rapid, and two on major Indian reservations. Then the plan is submitted to the legislature for their approval, and then it becomes law. I think this is an opportunity to stay away from the partisan fights we get into sometimes over redistricting. I don't think it's good for the process to do things like that. I think this is kind of a nonpartisan approach to getting what's best for South Dakota and letting people that are in somewhat of a neutral position to be able to redistrict. And by doing that, I think we can look at demographics and communities that have ties to each other. We have a tendency to split counties sometimes that don't need to be split. I think this would be an open and independent process that they could really do a fair job of trying to redistrict what's in the best interest of the people. And Madam Chair, I would entertain any questions.
Thank you, Senator Utmacher. Are there questions from the committee? Are there other proponents for Senate Bill 76? Other proponents? Are there any opponents to Senate Bill 76? Are there any opponents? Hearing none, we'll close for committee discussion and action. Senator Simmons has moved to pass. Is there a second? Seconded by Senator Sutton.
Madam Chair,
Senator
Duke, I'd make a substitute motion to defer to the 36th day.
Substitute motion to defer. Is there a second?
Second.
Madam Chair.
Yes, Senator Dugard.
I think there's a clear unconstitutional delegation of legislative authority in this bill. And I'll read to you Article 3, Section 5 of the South Dakota Constitution, which deals specifically with legislative reapportionment. And the first sentence is, the legislature shall apportion its membership in accordance with the last federal census prior to the legislative session at which such apportionment shall be made. And it goes on to describe how the legislature should do this. But it's very clear that it is the legislature's responsibility under the Constitution to do it. And under the bill, it's very clear that it is the commission who has the final say in what is done. The legislature is essentially an advisor at one stage. The public is an advisor at an earlier stage, but the legislature acts in an advisory capacity, and then the commission makes its decision. In Section 13 of the bill, it says, within 30 days after receiving the legislative redistricting plan and the legislature's recommendations, the commission shall file its legislative redistricting plan, and it shall be with the Secretary of State, and it shall become law. Beyond the unconstitutionality, I think the notion that this is something that a public body can do without the involvement of the legislature as the final arbiter, I just don't think is good policy. So for that reason, I oppose the bill.
I would agree, Senator Dugard. It looks clearly like an unconstitutional delegation. And our own process that we just recently went through allows all the public input into the legislative process. So I think we need to keep that in mind. I also think we need to keep in mind that what we're doing is setting up a plan, even if we deemed it constitutional, 10 years down the road. And that's a long ways away to commit another legislature. Senator Simmons?
Well, I guess I've got a couple questions. My understanding of the bill is before anything becomes law, the legislature would vote on it. So therefore, the legislature would be putting it into law. No one else can. I mean, there's no law in this state that can become effective until the legislature puts it into law and agrees upon it. I mean, the same argument could be held in the funding of education at this point. The Constitution also tells us that the legislature shall provide for the funding of education. Okay, how do we provide? We tell people to go home and tax. We don't provide. I mean, it's that same kind of legislative authority. So the argument that it's unconstitutional, I think, rings quite hollow when you look at the Constitution of most of the things that we do here. The legislature is in charge, yes, but the legislature also tells other people to do it. So I think that that's rather a hollow issue.
Senator Dugard?
Oh, I think it's the opposite. I don't mean this insincerely. I really do believe this is something that would be easily unconstitutional. It's a very clear delegation of our authority, and an unconstitutional delegation. The bill doesn't say that the legislature makes the decision. The bill says, within 30 days after receiving the legislative redistricting plan and the legislature's recommendations, the commission shall file its final legislative redistricting plan with the Secretary of State, and it shall become law. So it's the commission that is the final decision maker. Now, one might say, well, let's correct that. Let's have the legislature have the final say after the commission does all its work. I think that's a bad idea, because the process, just like this process that we go through, educates those members who are hearing the pros and cons of one plan versus another. And the commission does all that hearing of the pros and cons of one plan versus another, and then says to the legislature, here's the plan. None of the legislators will have the depth of knowledge that the commission members would have. So they're not going to be able to intelligently make those decisions. So you could cure this bill by giving the legislature final authority after the commission does its work, but I think that's the wrong thing to do, because I think it is valuable for the legislature to be that process, to be involved in that process. And so that's why I think the curative work wouldn't be a good idea. But as it stands right now, I think you could easily make an unconstitutional argument. It wouldn't be hard at all.
Senator Hatmaker, and then Senator Simmons.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Well, as far as delegation, I think Senator Simmons is exactly right. The intent of the bill is to have the legislature do an approval, and that's the only way it can pass. But as far as delegation of authority, we do it all the time through administrative law. We pass legislation that gives people outside of the scope of the legislature basically the authority to write administrative rule, which has nearly the same effect as law. And there's a legislative review in that process through the Rules Committee. So I think it's basically the same process. But if you would feel comfortable, I'm not opposed to saying that the legislature shall approve instead of return its recommendation. I'm not opposed to that because that is the intent. But
I would just say, too, and I'm going to get back to Senator Dugard to respond, that by the time you've done that, you've really just reinstituted the legislative process that we already have. And I think the joy of, if I can use the word joy, of the redistricting committee, and actually it was a good, I think, working committee comprised of both Democrats and Republicans, was the educational process that we went through. I feel as if I know every road and highway and byway and canyon in Rapid City, and I know this state far better for going through that process. No, it's, I walked into that redistricting session truly understanding and hearing from people across the state and groups, you know, whether it was the ACLU or it was the county commissioners of some various counties. I just think the process worked. Senator Dugard?
Well, that's the point I maybe didn't make as well as I wanted to, and that is, even if we did reinstate the legislature as having the final authority to change or adapt the plan that the commission suggested, I think the failure of the legislature to participate in that process would weaken their ability to give good input and make decisions. By virtue of that participation, just recited by Senator Everest, the legislators are educated and have the depth that they need to have to make the decision. It's just like any bill that comes before us. If a bill was proposed to some committee elsewhere, and then that committee came in and said, here's the bill in its final form, and we recommend you pass it, we as a committee would be wondering, gee, what about this, what about that? We'd almost have to be re-educated and go through the same process all over again. So I think it makes sense to have the legislature, who must, under the Constitution, must make the final decision. I think it's important to have them involved throughout, and I do applaud Senator Huttmacher because I think his intentions are worthy, but I just don't think we're permitted this under the Constitution, and to do it the shortcut way by amending the bill to fix the unconstitutional part, then I think guts the ability of the legislature to be educated as it should be.
Senator Simmons and Senator Brose.
Well, and I understand, Senator Dugard, what you're saying, and I've said the same thing in a lot of instances where I believe that the legislature has allowed its authority and its responsibility to slip. But it comes down to the same case. We had two different task forces on education this year, and now we're going to be called on to vote on those particular educational issues that were done by somebody else, that were not even, at that point, empowered by the legislature to do that. It was the executive branch of government that did that, and I have no problems with the executive branch doing that. But again, it's that same issue. We didn't have that education. We didn't have that discussion. The bills come to us now to have the discussion, just like they would from another commission on redistricting. So the discussion issue and the voting issue is the same in all circumstances. Every year, get a budget that's put together by executive. That's the constitutional avenue that's supposed to happen. We don't all get the opportunities to discuss those at all times, but we still vote on them. Those are the things that have to happen in that process, and I don't think this would be any different. I do understand what you're saying, but the fact is it could be done properly this way too.
Senator Dugard, do you want to?
And I won't talk at length. I think you're right about other issues not coming before us until they've been hammered out by another group. And that's not as good, but Division of Labor maybe makes it necessary, because we can't serve on an education committee, and I can't serve on a wind power committee, and I can't serve on all these committees. So yeah, we do delegate some of that authority in some of these other matters. But I think that is, this redistricting issue is so important that the framers of the Constitution recognize this is of such importance that we want it in the Constitution that the legislature does it. And so that is the reason it's there, and that is the reason it's different, I think.
Mm-hmm. Senator Brose.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The first thing I remember that we were told in redistricting was this is the number that the districts will have to have. Within 5%, you can be above or below. It's been so long ago that we've done that I think I even forgot it, but it was something like 25, 6, 8, 7, or 7, 8, or something like that.
Yeah.
21, 5? 5, 6, 7, okay. Whatever, it's been a while. Now we're looking at 10 years down the road. This is going to be 10 years. And we have these districts set up. And as I read the bill, first thing that came to my mind, I wonder where this is patterned after. Who is using a system like this? And I would guess that LRC, in writing the bill, probably did research that, and I'm sure Senator Huttmacher will probably be able to tell me. But as I looked at the districts, we have Minnehaha probably by the time that this would really be used at about 120,000 people. Pennington, maybe 80,000, whatever. Then we look at the others. So first thing we're told is one person, one vote. And so here we have these commissioners that are going to make this decision, and they're going to give the way that we do it. Even though we say that we should, we'd be out of the loop, we accept what they've done, or if we don't accept and start amending what they give us, we're now back to impasse in education. You know, we're into an exercise. And so what we could do is just run a 10K and go on from that. But this would just be absolutely an exercise. And we could take an amendment. I just don't think that that's it. So, but I am curious as to who might be using this, if Senator Huttmacher knows.
Well, and I would just say that there are probably enough votes, judging from yesterday on this committee, that you could bring in an arbitrator. But, Senator Huttmacher?
Madam Chair, that was going to be my comment back to Senator Brose. We could do binding arbitration at the end of this, but it comes from Montana. It's where the plan was developed from, and really what it is those commission districts are set up to get a broad representation, in other words, from every part of the state, and that's the reason they were set up that way. But Montana has adopted a process similar to this, and I think their constitution is very similar.
Well, is there any other further discussion on the part of the committee? We have a motion on the floor. The committee has a motion to defer to the 36th legislative day. It's been seconded. Hearing no further committee discussion, the secretary will call the roll. All those in favor will say aye. All those opposed, nay.
Senator Brose?
Madam Chair, I'll change my vote.
Oh, did I vote? Do you need a vote for that?
Yes, we have Senator Brose.
Okay. All right. SJR 2 has been deferred to the 36th legislative day.
Well, 76.
Or 76. I'm so sorry.
We haven't talked about it.
Yeah. Well, I tried.